Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. In the mid-80s through the early 90s, America fell in love with the Golden Girls, a group of divorced and widowed women living together under one roof in Miami, Florida. This Emmy award-winning TV show introduced us to Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and her mother, Sophia, who came together after responding to a room-for-rent notice on the bulletin board of a local grocery store. 30 years later, the show is still popular in reruns, and the idea of women living together in their later years is a lifestyle some baby boomers are pursuing.
The Golden Girls may have just been a TV show, but how does this arrangement work in real life? And with the internet giving women even greater possibilities to connect, is this a growing trend? Here with her insights on the topic of women living together is Sally Abrams, an award-winning journalist, author, and nationally recognized expert on baby boomers and seniors. She's been published in Newsweek, AARP, The New York Times, and Kiplinger's Retirement Report, among others.
Sally, thank you for coming to Take Care to talk about this fascinating topic.
Delighted to be here.
Why do you think that we're seeing this growing trend among baby boomers, particularly women, who choose to share their homes with other women?
There are so many reasons. Of course, there's aging in place, which means people want to stay in their home or their community. And for women, there's the issue of safety. Some women want another person around to look out for them. Sometimes they become informal caregivers or friends, not always. You also have rising housing and health care costs. The lack of savings. There are 46 million Americans have less than $50,000 saved. But interestingly enough, some can afford to live alone, but they want the company. And then you've got the longevity factor, where women outlive men, and the demographics. And these are pretty stunning. And this will really show you why this phenomenon is increasing. You've got more than a third of people 50 plus are single. So they're divorced, widowed, or never married. And one out of four over age 50 are divorced. And I think most telling is the divorce rate in the U.S. for those who are age 50 and older doubled between 1990 and 2010. One out of three boomers will be single in old age, and 7 out of 10 over 65 live alone. So you've got that. You also have this epidemic of loneliness. There's now more awareness of its consequences psychologically and physically. And the acceptance of what they call the sharing economy, people pooling their resources. And more than 1 million U.S. households have single people ages 46 to 64 who are already living together. It's easier to find a roommate now. There are lots of companies, many online, that match roommates. And I spoke with one woman, an owner of a company called Silver Nest, and she was explaining that 70% of her clients are women, and for the very reasons that I mentioned. And there's also a National Shared Housing Resource Center, so it's getting easier.
So the resources are there for people to find each other, is what you're saying. You're seeing the trend happening, but what's the primary drive? In other words, is it mostly homeowners who are looking to have renters come into their home? Or
no.
Are there women who are coming together, collaborating, and saying, we're going to get a place together?
Well, that's true. In 2013, I wrote a piece for AARP on three women in Pittsburgh who bought a house together, and they became sensations. They were interviewed everywhere because it was so new, and that was only 4 years ago. Most people don't come together to buy a house, but oftentimes they do go either to the homeowner's place or they rent a place together. And it's not just one or two women. Oftentimes it's a group.
How big do these groups get?
Maybe three, four. I was talking to a friend who has a house on Martha's Vineyard, and she was saying, and it's Martha's Vineyard is pretty isolated, And she said a whole bunch of her women friends have decided they're going to grow old there and share services and maybe share houses. But they're talking about it concretely, and they have a plan. So I think people, women, are starting to think about what's next, and they're starting to explore, and it's just easier online to do it.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Our guest today is Sally Abrams. She's an award-winning journalist, author, and nationally recognized expert who specializes talking about and writing about baby boomers and seniors. And what we're talking about now, our nickname for it is Golden Girl Style Living. Sally, could you just give us just some of the variations on the theme? It's someone owns a house and gets renters. It's women that you were just mentioning in Martha's Vineyard. They decided they want to be together in old age and they're going to share resources. What are some of the other scenarios you've come across in your reporting?
Mostly people who want to rent. It's not usually people who want to buy. And it's often homeowners because they're empty nesters or divorced or widowed, and they want to stay in their community. So they bring in someone to share expenses and rent. Or a group of older women just decide they want to rent together. I recently spoke with a woman who is going to sell her condo, and her sister is going to sell her condo. They live in different states. And they're going to consolidate and buy one place together. So some of these are siblings doing it, but mostly they are people who are unrelated.
So how often are they total strangers? I mean, I've heard of a website.
Often, most of the time.
I've heard of a website like one called Roommates for Boomers, I think. And so people are searching each other out. But what I wonder is, are they searching in their communities or are they looking at places, as you mentioned, Martha's Vineyard? How do they decide where they're going to go?
I think the reason they chose Martha's Vineyard is because they all have summer houses there. So it's not a completely unfamiliar place. It's a very familiar place. You just mentioned Roommates for Boomers. That is for women only. But I can tell you there's Let's Share Housing, Home Share Now, Spare Room, and they're Living in Community Network is another one. So there are a lot of these places, and they are mostly people who do not know one another.
Are they predominantly women? Because if you look at the statistics, women outlive men. And are you finding it prevalent in a certain age group? In other words, is it women 60 plus? Is it 50 plus or even as early as 40 plus?
I think it's more 60 plus. But I do think women, even in their late 40s now, are beginning to think ahead and are realizing that they have options that they didn't have before. And the homeowners in these large places are realizing that they don't have to give up their house. There is another way to share expenses and have someone around. And I know a lot of people who have suggested it to their parents in their 80s or late 70s. And so the idea has been planted, but there's a downside to it, of course. For some, there's absolutely no downside. The women I was speaking with who bought the house together in Pittsburgh have since sold it, and two of them have moved to Sarasota, and they live together. But they have very independent lives, and they just love coming home to somebody or sharing a meal with someone. They were church friends, but they were not buddies.
What's interesting is for those of us who went away to school back in the day, you got a roommate that was assigned to you, thrown together.
And it was a disaster. I wondered that because we're looking at the same sort of, I mean, we're women, we're considerably older, but you're open to those same sort of situations.
You know what I was going to say, Linda, is nowadays if you talk to young people or your own kids, oh, there's a whole methodical approach to getting a roommate. You fill out a questionnaire. Do you smoke? Do you stay up late? Do you like studying? So colleges are making an attempt on having like-minded people together. And what I'm wondering is some of these agencies that you mentioned earlier, do they have somebody that can help a person know who is compatible? Because I think we've become less tolerant as we're older. And can you imagine being put with a roommate? It could be anything. I mean, different habits. One's clean, one's not. One doesn't abide by certain rules that are put up in the house. How do they make sure that these roommates are compatible?
I think they do it the way most matching services do. But you just made a good point. Before you decide to move in with someone, and they do background checks, and it depends. Some of the companies like Silvernest have different services that they will offer depending on what you want to pay. But I think regardless, you have to do your own homework, and there should be a complete background check and a credit check. And probably a contract, and also before you move in, not the day you move in, you talk about how you want to live in the house. Who's going to do the household chores? What about pets? What about cleanliness? You're right about that. That's a big one. Are they going to eat meals together? Do they like a quiet house? Do they want guests? Can they have guests who sleep over? Can you have a male sleep over? You know, so there are lots of things that you can safeguard. You can't, like anything, you can't guarantee it, but they do ask the questions. Do you smoke? What's your lifestyle? But, again, for some people, it's a godsend. For others, they feel they have less privacy, they have to compromise, and as you just mentioned, when you get older, it's harder to do that, and you're also dealing with someone else's habits. Someone can look really good on paper, but they can be a disaster to live with.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we're talking about the concept of, we'll call it Golden Girls style living, women living together in their later years. And our guest is Sally Abrams. She's an award-winning journalist, author, and nationally recognized expert on baby boomers and seniors. Sally, you've covered this for quite a while. Talk about some of the situations, the living situations that you've written about. You talked about the three women who bought a house together in Pittsburgh. Sounds like it worked for a while, and then two went together and one left the group. What about other situations that you found have worked or haven't worked?
I've spoken to people who, I call her a serial sharer. She's shared several houses, and she said that probably two in all the time she's done it haven't worked out. And one was because she hadn't checked their financial background and they didn't have the money. And another was just very, very inconsiderate. And I also think if you're going to do this, it's not a one-shot conversation about how do you want to live in this house. I think you have to work at it and talk about it and how are things going. And some people don't want to have a relationship. This is a pure financial move, and they don't want to share meals. They don't want to have any more contact than sharing the house. So I guess you have to find out what are your expectations and what are theirs.
I've also read about certain women that actually come up with a legal document, which
Yes. It
may sound far-fetched, but I could see where that would really be smart, especially because certain people are responsible. I mean, if you think about four people sharing a house, and this gets back to a roommate situation, who's responsible to pay the bills, for instance? And if something goes wrong, what is the liability? How common is it?
A lot of these organizations that match people do have contracts that you can use. What I like about going through a service is that there's some accountability, and they've done some of the work for you. They might have done a lot of the work for you, or they may have done very little. But even if they've done a ton of work, you still need to do your own vetting.
One quick question. We've been talking about women and keep saying golden girls, but what about men? Do you see men doing this?
I do. And I see married couples doing it, too. I spoke to somebody in the state of Washington, and he said that there were three couples, and they built this house together. And he said there was no way he could have afforded the neighborhood. That's another thing. Sometimes if you're renting, you can rent in a nicer area because you don't have to buy it. But there are men who are doing it. And when I spoke to Silver Nest, they said that 70% of their clients are women and 30% are men. So, yes, there are men doing it. I don't think they do it as willingly or as naturally, for the most part, as women. We're talking about gender stereotypes, and that's always tough terrain, but there's just a more willingness and acceptance and interest in that social connectivity that women seem to have. Not all women, and some men have it, but I think that's why, one reason, and also because of the demographics, because they're just more single women.
Well, it's definitely a trend we'll keep our eye on, and we so appreciate your joining us on Take Care. Our guest is Sally Abrams, an award-winning journalist, author, and nationally recognized expert on baby boomers and seniors. Her work has been published in Newsweek, AARP, The New York Times, and Kiplinger's Retirement Report, among others. Sally joined us from her office in Boston. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.